Hey everyone, this is Cody, your friendly neighborhood dungeon master here at the Rancor's Brothel, and I've interrupted the beginning of this episode just to give you guys a little bit of information, all you folks out there in Brothel Nation. This time last year, January 2016, I set a goal for our podcast, just sort of a, you know, how I expected us to grow, how I expected our numbers to increase, how I expected Twitter to go, blah, 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 and actually mentioned on Facebook, which if you don't know our Facebook group, Rancor's Brothel, it's an open group, you should check it out, share our memes, make a lot of jokes, so on and so forth. I set this pie in the sky goal, you know, this is if we could get to here on a single month, you know, looking at the downloads and at the trending and where we were at that point, if we could ever reach this goal, I would be ecstatic. And to reach that goal, based on January 2016, the podcast would have to increase monthly downloads 400%. And as long as at least about 6 listeners out there download this episode, we will reach that goal. So I can't thank you listeners enough, whether you listen to this, 6 months from now or you're listening to this the day it comes out. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We can't say it enough. It excites every single one of us here to know that we're downloading so well, that we're entertaining so many people for a couple of hours a week. And we invite you to be a part of the community. We're trying to foster this sense of this nerdy community that enjoys this sort of online digital storytelling. So if you're not already, if you're a Twitter person, follow us at Rancors_Brothel. Follow us on Facebook. Check out RancorsBrothel.com. Use our Clamorant app that's attached to the website. Email me at BetweenTwoCrits@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you guys want to see, what you want to hear, what folks enjoy. We've talked about doing special holiday episodes, bringing back certain games. Does people want to hear more Esterin? Do we want to hear more Delta Green? Do we want to kick around Pathfinder? These are all discussions that the guys that are regulars here, as well as our intermittent guest players, sort of talk about. So if you have a recommendation, if you have an idea, if you have something that you like, please let us know. And keep doing what you're doing, which is to like, share, and review the show. That is the number one thing that you can do to help us out. Give us that 5-star review on iTunes. Go out there and tell your friends, tell your loved ones, tell the people you hate. I don't care. Bring them in, and hopefully we'll enjoy this storytelling together.
The Rancor's Brothel presents The Curse of Strahd.
Someone has taken old mismatched furniture and created a study in this dusty lamplit chamber. Tables are strewn with pieces of parchment on which strange diagrams are drawn, and a freestanding bookshelf holds a collection of bones. A dusty rug covers the floor in front of a pine box, on which lounges a skeletal cat. Several more skeletal cats skulk about. Most unnerving of all is the sight of 3 small children standing with their backs to you in the northeast corner of this room. In the center of the room, perched on a stool, is a thin young man with a premature streak of gray in his dark hair. He cradles an open, leather-bound book in his arms. So upon seeing these skeletal cats, which still move, by the way, their tails are still flicking, their heads kind of cocked back and forth, and the 3 creepy Blair Witch kids in the corner, you jump back from the door. You bump into something behind you, and you see the box starting to tumble, and you quickly, like, catch 2 of them with your hands and 1 on your foot, and sort of lean them back up into position. As you do that, you stop and you listen, you realize that he never broke cadence of his chanting.
I back away slowly, back to the trapdoor.
Okay, are you retreating back downstairs then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gentlemen, you see the Baron walk in with his 2 Mastiffs, and he takes his familiar seat. What can I do for you, gentlemen? It is not yet time for the Festival of the Blazing Sun.
No, I know. We've had a slight problem. Our traveling companion has disappeared.
Yes, we don't need that type of publicity, you understand.
Right.
Well, the key is a safe place.
Right.
Are you sure she did not just wander off on her own?
The way that her room was destroyed, we're pretty sure that she was taken.
So why have you come to me? Should you not be, would you rather call Izzik? Perhaps he will be able to help.
We tried that. Your servant said that he hasn't been seen all day. We thought we'd come to you so that we didn't start spreading noise in the streets.
That was wise. Again, though, I do think contacting Izzik is your best bet to find out what is going on.
Any idea where we might find him?
You see him reach over and he pulls a bell pull. The maid comes in and he says, yes. And yes, Baron? Go to Izzik's room. Knock, see if he is there. It is perhaps that, since you cannot watch the front door properly, that perhaps he has come in and you are not aware of it. And she sort of squeaks and takes off. Matt, make me a perception roll.
Unnatural 20.
As you come down the stairs and are walking down the hallway, you hear someone coming down the hallway, you know, perpendicular to the one you're currently in.
So we're going to intersect?
So you hear someone over here, you're currently here.
Uh-huh.
You don't know. You just see this person walking in this direction.
I'm going to tuck myself in that bathroom.
Yep.
Door cracked open.
Roll me a stealth.
Oh, 11.
You dodge in, and as you dodge into the bathroom, you
do that.
Absolutely. You sort of pass gas, as it were, and you see the maid who has turned the corner here sort of stop, and she looks back, but you happen to get the door pushed shut almost entirely, and you can see her through the crack sort of look around and sort of, hello? And then you see her shiver, and she sort of looks up at the attic. She looks down the stairs. She takes a step in your direction. And then, you know that feeling you see when somebody, like, when they say someone walks over your grave, that sort of involuntary shudder?
Yeah.
She shudders and quickly walks back in the other direction away from you.
Cool.
And you hear
something. Can I see where she goes?
She goes in here, okay. This hallway, but you've never been down here.
Right.
And you see her start banging on this door.
Okay.
Well, you don't see her bang on it. You can tell she's banging
on
the door.
I hear her banging on a door, and presumably it's not the one that the Baron came out of.
Yes, exactly. So you hear bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. Izzik! Izzik, are you in there? Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang.
Izzik, can you hear me?
And then after a few moments, you see her walk around. She stops again at this intersection, looks back in your direction, shudders once more, and then walks away.
Okay, so Izzik's not in, huh?
So you're in the bathroom.
I go out and around the corner to where I believe Izzik's room is.
Okay. You see
Irina Shrine.
Find the bookshelves full of dolls that progressively look more and more like Irina.
You see the hallway kind of go like that. So you've got two doors on the left, two doors on the right.
Yeah.
You presume she was probably banging on this one because she didn't sound that far away. So you would assume she was banging on this door.
Okay. And the growling earlier, I believe, or my character believes, was coming from this area.
Yes.
So,
and you already know that he has mastiffs that walk around with
Yes.
him. Which, by the way, now that you're thinking about the growling, give me an insight roll.
17.
That strikes you as really, really odd. Not only does he walk around with two mastiffs everywhere, you also notice that he carries a sword.
In his own home?
Yes.
That is weird.
And in fact, he does seem to be wearing... Like, it's all starting to click. You guys have gotten pieces of this, but for you, it seems like these people are terrified to be in their own home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, can I get into Izzik's room?
So, the mastiffs are...
I believe the door is locked.
Sure.
Oh, that's great. I got thieves' tools and a proficiency to use them.
You do indeed.
How about that?
Damn, I'm glad I gave you that money.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thank you.
Roll me a, what is, it's not lockpick anymore, what is it?
Sleight of hand?
No, it's a dex check just with proficiency.
Sounds okay. Right.
That's fine.
You add your proficiency so long as you have
it. Two, so nine.
You sort of, I say I think the DC default, the default DC used to be like 12 or 15. So you're playing with it, but you can't get it at the moment.
All right, I
Jeff's gonna look it up for any textual evidence that's gonna help you out. So
take a 10. Well, while he's looking that up, the monk is kind of, is there a doormat outside the room? Checking the eaves, filling for
it's
a key.
Not in here. It's in
spare
the DMG.
Key.
It depends on what kind of lock it is.
The maid comes back down into the room that you three are in, and she goes, I'm sorry, Baron, he doesn't appear to be home. He sort of growls at her and she scurries off. He's like, get back to dinner then. It's already late. Well, I'm sorry, gentlemen. I'm assuming that Izzik is out amongst the guards. It's not the most effective means of your time, but you're all strapping individuals. I'm sure that you'll be able to hoof it about. He's probably at one of the gates, perhaps, or, you know, out with the men. Can't seem to think of a place that he might be.
Do I believe what he's saying?
You can roll an insight if you like.
Did we get the insight on the on him wearing a sword and armor?
No, that was just me.
Okay.
Since Matt knows is going on upstairs, and Matt also knows, you know, his character's gotten a couple of other things, so that's where that insight came from. You guys do think that maybe he's in the middle of contemplating other places where he might be, but at the moment he's not getting any other answers.
Very easy, moderate, hard, very hard, or nearly impossible.
Well, it's going to be one of the... What are the lower two DCs?
5 and 10.
I'll say. It's probably the 10. Does it say anything about attempting it again?
With lockpicking, you can. But...
So it depends on... So your first attempt, Matt, failed.
Yeah.
It just requires another action.
It's going to take...
More of a thing in combat than...
Yeah, it's going to take you a minute, but you can try again if you want.
I mean, actions like but that, so long as you're not in... So long as it's not contested, you can, like, take a 10.
Nah, crit 27.
No
So you
so I went from going, like, jiggle, jiggle, jiggle,
oh, it's
like,
this direction.
Poke. With my own finger.
Yeah, you sort of...
I think it's Kung Fu, the legend continues. Kane puts his thumb on a deadbolt, concentrates, and then just turns it. Yeah, man. That's what I did.
You fiddle, 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 fiddle. Can I have those
monk
wisdom saving throws?
Huh?
Can I have one of those wisdom saving throws?
18.
Okay.
So I pass that.
Allow me to read you dolls. The room is full of pretty little dolls with powder white skin and auburn
pretty
hair.
Little dolls.
Some of them dress beautifully, others plainly. Some of the dolls fill a long bookshelf, and others are arranged in neat rows on wall-mounted shelves.
I even
still
said
others are piled atop a bed and on a heavy wooden chest. What's most odd is that all the dolls, apart from the clothing, look the same. They all look like Irina Koliana.
Take one.
Yeah, I'm taking one. Slipping into a pocket in my robe.
Okay.
Take
you said,
more.
You said there's a chest?
There is.
I would like to check that chest.
It contains a heap of wrinkled clothes.
Okay.
Are you exploring the chest? You open it up, you see wrinkled clothes.
Yeah, like
okay.
Extra paying attention to the chest.
Okay.
Maybe check under the bed, too.
Roll perception check then.
6.
Okay. You don't perceive anything. You don't perceive any traps.
Okay.
As you
click.
As you... The room explodes.
That's when the poison-coated pin...
So you move things around, and you you heap some clothes out and about, and you find that there's a short sword under all the clothes. You also, while you're bending down and searching, you notice that there are several empty bottles underneath the bed.
Do they look to be liquor bottles, or...?
Yes.
Okay.
They are wine bottles.
Is a short sword anything fancy? Is it just a plain-ass short sword?
You don't notice anything fancy about it.
Okay.
It's not going to even detail the scroll work. It's just like your generic short swords.
Okay.
You also see that each doll has a small tag stitched into the clothing.
Shut the front door. What's it say?
He's no fun, he's no Blinsky!
Shut the f*** up, that's great!
You just made that up, just to say it again.
Okay,
no,
it
says.
I believe it.
Wow. Okay.
So, Blitzky is the Funko Pop king of this nation right now.
Okay, anything else to check in this room?
One design,
yeah,
bro.
One design. That's all you need.
That's all you need.
Anything else to check? I want to investigate the bookshelf.
No, you've searched the room thoroughly. There's nothing else in the room.
Just dolls.
All right, then.
No guys.
Coming out and going to the next door to my right.
So you're going here or here?
No, I should. I mean, do you guys think I should get out now?
I mean, we're not going to.
Nothing bad has happened.
We're not going to be in this house much longer.
Yeah.
We aren't.
He doesn't know.
You don't know that. But.
I don't know that, but I have found what I was looking for. It's a room. Gotten some. A lot of information.
I mean, I'd say you got not at this point. You have a lot of information.
Yeah,
I'm not sure there's much more.
Is there a window in the hallway?
He could be in the next room with Arena.
This whole thing is...
You're right, he could be.
This whole side here, and then here in the front, are windows.
Okay. Are they hinged, like they can open?
Yeah, no, they can be opened.
Okay.
They're barred tightly, but they can be opened.
Yeah. I'd like to unbar one and jump out.
Okay, make me an acrobatics check.
I would, but I have slow fall, so I'm just going to use that. So.
Slow fall work for...
Beginning at fourth level, you can use your reaction when you fall to reduce any falling damage you take by an amount equal to five times your monk level. So I guess, okay, I'll do the acrobatics check, and then if there were damage, there won't be any. 18.
You're fine. I mean, you open the window, and you tumble out. You hit the ground, and you sort of just roll with it, and then you're up and springing away from the house.
Mm-hmm. And I go back to where the four of us were when I initially left from my investigation.
From your, spot.
No. When I went to the windows.
Oh, right. Right, I got you.
Yes. And I just kind of patiently wait.
Give me a...
Meditate.
Give me a wisdom roll, Matt. Wisdom. Treat it as a saving throw. I don't think you get any bonuses.
Not on wisdom.
Okay.
20.
There's no way for you to close that window from jumping out of it. Just letting you know.
They'll think it was a f***ing demon cat from upstairs. I don't really care.
back with you
They're
guys.
They're all already scared of their house. I ain't worried about it.
There may be, perhaps he, he might have been at the, there's an old stable. He may be there, but I don't know why he would be.
Where at?
He sort of indicates that, on the corner of the property, you would have probably thought, based on the setup, that it's actually somebody else's home. But there's an old stable way out on the outside of the property.
Would you mind if we looked?
Suit yourselves, gentlemen. I wish you the best of luck in finding a friend.
But there are any birds in the stable, are there?
Birds?
Don't worry about it.
Caw-caw!
Okay. You guys exit the house then?
Yeah.
He sort of stands and leads you to the front door.
Thanks for the help.
Yes. Best of luck in finding a friend. It was wise of you to keep this quiet. We don't need to stir a panic. You know, sometimes people just decide to leave.
So we go outside, we see this guy.
Yep.
Hey, where you been?
And I just pull out a arena doll.
Oh, that's gross.
And I relay the entire tale of finding the...
The entire tale?
How tall are you? Are you tall enough to reach the window and pull it closed?
Yeah. Well, probably not.
You stand on his shoulders, you guys are both like tall.
Oh, you're bad at it, yeah.
Jeff's We'd have to get back up to the house. It's a bunch of open ground. We're not doing that. Just leave it.
Jeff is trying to decide whether or not he's going to leave something alone.
You were given permission to walk around the house. I'm just saying.
You were given permission to walk around the house. You're given permission to go check and see if...
Are you telling us a little bit?
Yeah.
Another problem for another day. Arena's...
I have already walked away from kids once.
Those are vamp children, man. There's no way.
We need to find Arena.
What are your characters planning on doing?
Search the stable. Yeah?
Yeah.
We can do that.
Let's go do it.
Okay. As you folks approach the stable, perception checks.
19?
6.
No. 8.
12.
Lestat, you... the rest of you just see what looks like an abandoned building. Lestat, you definitely can tell that there's a lantern or some other source of flame lit inside the stable.
Okay. I point that out. Could be somebody in there.
Perhaps one of us should stealth in.
There is a hayloft. You can tell it is sort of two stories.
Can I tell if the lantern's on the second or first story?
The lantern, it's hard to tell. You're sort of approaching it at an angle. So you've got a sliding door. You've probably got a small regular access door on the side.
Right.
It appears to be in the opposite corner from the way you're approaching. So it appears to be in, quote-unquote, the back corner, though that isn't really representational, depending on where you go.
If I walk around the building, will I see... Can I be able to tell from a better angle where it might be from?
If you walk around the building, yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you attempting to do this stealthily?
Sure.
You're a good stealth, right?
I'll roll stealth.
Make me a stealth check.
That's an 8. I step on a twig.
Snap.
You're as good at stealthing as a rogue as somebody was at healing as a cleric.
Yes.
I, again, was...
I think that's actually the first time I rolled stealth. Not gonna lie.
The kind of cleric that Jeff is. I was a much more offensive cleric.
Yeah. Definitely offensive.
So you guys see, you know, Lestat kind of hold up his hand and he, you know, kind of gives you the high sign that, you know, he's seeing something. And you guys see him start to walk around the side of the building. And then you hear a snap. It is a very loud twig. Something's kicked. You rolled an 8.
Yeah.
So it's a decent thud.
I'd knock over a pile of logs.
You see the light change.
The light change?
Yeah.
You mean it changed colors? It flickered, changed or what?
It's as if if it were a lantern, if it were an oil lantern, somebody just turned it down.
Since we're watching, would we have noticed this?
You hear the thud. You don't know what he's seen.
I mean, I pointed out.
From the vantage point that we were at, he saw a flame and he pointed out to us. He pointed out a light to us.
So they knew it was there.
Yeah, probably. You guys probably noticed the it fade as well.
I would, at the notice of that, I would suggest you support or be a better stealther. See what's going on. So obviously, we would deduce probably that there's somebody in there. So,
How far away are we?
We're all up on the stable, aren't we?
I'm like right next to it now.
I'd say Lucas is within a round of getting there. You guys are maybe 2 rounds.
We're as far away as we need to be before we need to move stealth.
Right. Let's say 100 feet. Lucas is more like 50 feet.
I want to stay that distance away, but start going around the side.
Okay.
I want to approach the way that Lucas went with a 10 for stealth.
You stepped on the same twig.
Come on, man. The twig is right there. Did you see
me? I already broke it once. How do you re-break a twig?
It's been double broken.
Matt walks up, and he points out the twig and smacks Lestat in the back of the head. Lestat goes, oh!
Good job.
Does this stable have the second floor door where you use it to haul up hay?
Yes.
How tall?
10, 12 feet.
Can I jump up there?
You can definitely give it a shot.
Acrobatics?
Yes.
Nat 20, 27.
Okay. So you see Matt just...
I'm buying a lottery ticket on the way home tonight.
As long as you split it with your DM. You sort of...
Nope, that counts as party gold.
You see him take off, and you see him from a standing jump leap, and he leaps... And you see, as he goes up, he puts his hands down on the edge and sort of tumbles into it. You hit the ground in a crouch position. So you are perfectly stealthy. You see, Lestat, you see two little wisps of, like, dried out hay sort of float down. Because that's the only sign that he has made it. You didn't hear a thump. You didn't hear anything. He was walking between the raindrops.
Oh, man. This is great.
Matt, make me a perception check.
16.
Ooh, he's getting the markers.
Clear space.
It's like, I feel like our sessions shouldn't end here until we at least fight something.
So, the monk told us everything that happened upstairs, yes?
Yep. Mm-hmm. The skeletal cats twitching, three kids staring in the corner, the guy
The description we got of the Vistani's daughter, perhaps what she was wearing, would he have recognized that? By any chance, on any of those children?
How old was the daughter?
She's seven.
The clothes that you saw, Matt, were more... The clothes that you saw would have been more...
Servant-y?
More rich.
Oh, rich.
Like school clothes. Like money.
Okay.
Like, the reason these people are afraid to be in their house is because their children are...
Rich vampires.
Are up in the attic. I don't know. Postulating.
Postulating?
I don't know. I'm tired. It's f***ing
So, Matt, you are actually here.
Okay.
Lucas, you're this one, yeah? You're actually somewhere over here. You guys are somewhere over here, but you're much farther away. Actually, you're all pretty far away. So it side loads in from here. And then, so you've kind of got a 10-foot walkway all the way around. The light source you saw somewhere over here. It was either here or here. You can't quite tell from where you're at, so it's underneath you. These are just stall walls. You obviously can't see the ones underneath you, but they're obviously the same. There's probably some various items here, sort of bridles. and other accoutrements all around. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And there's sort of a 10-foot walkway all the way around, and that's where the hay is.
Oakley-dokley. And where's the ladder to go down?
It's probably here. And Lucas,
so you guys went all the way around?
You went around most of the way.
Cool.
Matt, make me a perception check.
You already had me do that.
Remember? Oh, I did?
Yeah, because it was an unnatural 20. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, you flipped up in there already, and then I had you make a perception check. You hear movement in the vague direction of that die. You also hear something almost directly underneath you. So there's movement near the die where it was before, and you see that. We're not going in turn-based order, so everyone can kind of talk about what they're doing.
I kind of want to come back around to the door.
Okay. Are you being stealthy?
I mean, I can try.
Make me a stealth check.
Is that a 9?
Yeah.
Okay.
15?
Well, no, it's upside down. It's got that little dot. Sorry.
You guys want to bring him back around here? Are you guys coming any closer? Oh, Jeff walked all the way around.
So again, mm-hmm. Yeah, I come around the corner, and I see you probably, and say, the monk jumped up in there.
Now, unless Jeff is moving any closer with stealth, you guys are actually significantly farther away than the map allows for.
You said within 2 turns.
Yeah, so we're talking like, what?
100 feet?
Ish, yeah. So Matt, you have several moments up here in the attic by yourself.
I want to do my best to, I'm imagining it's slats and it's a barn, so it's probably not the most well-constructed thing.
Correct.
Is there a way to peek between the slats of the floor and see what's below me as stealthily as possible?
I will take another stealth check then.
Okay.
As you lay down on your stomach?
16.
You sort of lay down into the hay. And you're very careful to... Basically, you're making like a reverse snow angel. And you're brushing it away, and you're brushing it away, and you're brushing it away. And you see... You have dark vision, don't you?
Yes.
Make me a wisdom roll.
9.
Roll me a d6.
It's a wolf.
It's 3. So I just back away again.
Unless I apply a modifier.
You pass out.
I apply a modifier.
How much of a modifier?
I'm trying to decide.
Please don't be a 1. I don't want to faint.
Roll me another d6.
5.
In gameplay mechanics, you're going to go catatonic for a minute. Actually, we have done this once. We'll talk about how this affects your character later. Remember how there's sort of the... temporary insanity, you go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs thing. Mm-hmm. And then there's the long-term insanity. Yeah, you got one of those. So you brush away the hay, right? And you see a form before you, or below you, with auburn hair. And you notice that it's clearly Irina. Irina is bound to the wall. She's bloodied. She's been beaten. And she's been stripped. You, at this point, you feel uncontrollable rage.
Mm-hmm.
At the perceived both abuse and perhaps...
As a lawful half-orc would.
And perhaps utter violation of her freedom. Perhaps even sexual violence that may have occurred. As she is there nude. She's bawling, covered in mud. You feel an unbelievably unhealthy obsession to punch whomever did this to her in the face right the f*** now. You need to seek retribution for this immediately. And you will not stop... until whatever the f*** did this is dead.
Cool.
So you now, without regard to your own care,
yeah,
are going to fly at things.
Okay.
So I'm going to go back to you guys, because you don't know necessarily that this has transpired, but what is your next action?
I'm just going to go in the door.
Oh, no, I mean, do we hear a roar of rage?
Not yet. This is the moment before you hear a roar of rage.
Are there any openings besides just the doors? Are there windows? No.
It's slatted, so you can kind of see through the slats. But since they extinguished the flame, not so much. You guys are moving towards the door?
Yeah.
Okay.
I assume I can get 50 feet away if I was 100.
I'll put you guys... You guys can all be 40 feet away. So if you guys want to move yourself 40 feet away.
You moving up?
Yeah.
Now you hear the roar of rage. Matt, what would you like to do? And like I said, you are throwing all out. There is no holding back. You're giving everything
on the other side, too.
Yeah. Jump over it. And I'm so aware of this movement over here.
You know there's movement over there. You're not sure where it is. But you're going to jump down and make me an acrobatics check, please.
21.
Okay. You land gracefully.
And I see...
You see Izzet standing there. And he's actually cradling a bit of fire. So as you scream in a rage, he hurls the fire at you that he had prepared to throw at the first thing he saw.
Does that count as a missile?
Let me think about that for a second. It is technically a ranged spell attack. It does not describe it as a projectile or a missile.
Okay.
It misses.
So then, as you said, since I'm raged, I'm going to end up burning through all my key points on my first four attacks.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll be doing the flurry of blows action.
Yep.
To hit him three times.
Do you have to do that, or is that just what you're choosing to do?
No, he said I'm raged. I'm going to, no matter what I burn.
Didn't say he was going to go through all your key points.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he should spells and stuff.
Right? Yeah, he is right now, Matt, so you, on the table, you rolled obsession.
Yeah.
You now are obsessed with protecting her. Probably now from until you end up dead, which may be the next 5 seconds. You don't know. This is not going to go away after this. Your mind is reeling with the thoughts of what was happening to her while I was eating lunch. What was happening to her while this happened? What was happening to her while I was talking to the miller? Why didn't I wake up in the middle of the night and protect? Like, this is running through your mind. Your character will likely have nightmares about her being physically and perhaps sexually abused. Like, it is going to screw with the monk for the rest of his life.
Cool.
So, yes, you are going to, at this, for this one attack, I'm saying you, whatever you can do to do the most hurt, you're going to do it.
Okay. So, I'm burning a key point, and that will be 3 unarmed strikes.
Okay.
For this turn, 1 is a regular and 2 bonus actions. Does a 26 hit?
It does.
7 damage.
Okay.
Does a 20 hit?
It does.
For 8 damage.
Okay.
Does a 26 hit? Yes. For 7 damage.
So you run up and you just, you sick son of a mother, and you're just, I mean, you just, boom, 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 and you hear bones crack, and you hear him scream or as you punch him. So now you guys are hearing this, and then you are hearing him roar, "You'll never take her from me!" And now we'll go with initiatives. I'm kind of being a little cinematic here.
20. No, it was great.
What stat is 20?
17.
So Troy is 17.
4.
Okay. Jeff is 4.
I got 11.
Matt is 11. Hold on. I'm going to do this at the top of the round because that seems easiest. One additional fire point is, Beth, if you're listening, I'm playing this exactly like, what is that game? The fire emergency game. This is how fire spreads in this game. So, fire spread there. It has burned through the wall. The top of the round, we'll keep doing this and see how it goes.
Okay.
It won't take long to burn down a barn.
Nope. Will it? What do I have to do? Do I have to double move to get in here?
It's 35 feet.
I only move 30, so.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to, you will likely have to double move then. Unless, can't you do a funky double move?
As a bonus action.
It's a bonus action to dash in, yes.
So
you would still get your attack.
Okay. You could dash in there. You could move 60 feet.
Let's do that.
And
still attack him.
You run in. You see fire to your left. You see enemies in front of you. Do you look to your right?
I mean, I'm looking at... I heard his noise. I'm probably more directed at him than I am anything else.
You see him. Take a shot if that's what you want to do.
14 plus 6 probably hits.
You hit.
And
roll and add sneak attack. That should be 2d6 or 3d6.
3d6. Yes, because I get an extra die for you.
Thank you.
Remind me of that because I would have forgot. That is...
Nice. Should be a couple.
15 total.
So you see that he has been... Bam, bam, bam. He's been sort of brutally hit several times. And you launch... an arrow right underneath one of Matt's arms, and it impacts him right in the lungs, and you start seeing him, no! And he's hurt, but he's still got a lot of fight in him. Troy. Yeah, you guys can now see a cheery little fire in the glow.
16, can I move there?
You're just dashing in, right?
Sure. I can't do anything else, right?
Okay. Izzet draws a battle axe off his back and starts swinging at you. And again, you won't retreat from combat until he's dead. You're going to stay right on top of him regardless of anything. Nope. 24 is going to hit, though.
Yep.
So he roars at you. 19 damage with that axe strike.
Nice.
So he pulls it off his back and swings and easily misses you. And you, as you lean back, you're sort of like, ha ha, f***er. And then he comes right back in and just buries this in your shoulder and it hurts. Matt, it's your turn.
15 hit?
Yes, his armor apparently.
You have 9.
Okay.
Ugh. 10 does not hit?
No.
And a 24 hits.
It does.
For 6 damage.
He's starting to look pretty battered. He's not looking pleasant. Jeff. Okay. Jeff is in the building. All right. Now let's do this.
More fire.
Yeah,
fire. I love how the fire. Did you have to roll initiative for the fire?
No.
It's just a top of the round thing.
Make me a dex check.
11.
Okay. 5 points of damage. Put an X underneath Troy's character as part of the wall comes down and bounces off of you. Lucas, it's your turn.
Well, shoot another arrow at him. That went pretty well last time.
Yep.
That is 18 plus something hits.
Yes, it does.
18 plus something. It doesn't matter.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10
plus
2. 13 total.
Plus 3, 13?
Yes.
Another solid arrow lands in his chest. Izzy's starting to look a lot like Boromir.
Too soon.
Troy.
Rage.
Yup.
To 19 plus whatever hits.
See, I'm not doing one.
We just don't want to do math. We just want to kill something.
Exactly.
7, 11, 13.
13.
What are you hitting him with? AX.
So you come up and you hit him and he sort of raises the demon arm. And as he does, you take a huge bite into it and you darn near lob it off. Izzik is going to swing. He's going to start at Matt first. 13 hit?
Nope.
Swing at you again.
Nope.
He swings twice at Matt and misses.
There's another hit would have killed me. I'm not good on the HP.
Matt?
Dang.
You're seeing wounded prey, man.
Burning that key.
Absolutely.
Does a 14 hit.
It does.
Oh, wow. It's probably the level 14.
4, 8 damage.
Okay.
Well, let's keep testing the boundaries. This is a 12 hit.
No.
Okay. And another 12.
Okay. At this point, Pinther, since you got up here, okay, these two guys both look like, in the time it took you to run into the barn and run across, these guys look like they've gone 15 rounds with each other. Like, he's been shot twice, you nearly lopped off his arm, and he's just, his face is freaking pummeled. Whereas Matt looks like he nearly got cleaved in twain with a single strike.
Could I have moved earlier? I should have moved earlier.
Hey, for the record, probably. I just want to meta again. When we kill him, we need to take Arena and flee the city. Okay, because they're not going to come back from this.
No.
We're going to present his dead ass to the Baron.
Who just went?
Hers.
Matt just went, right?
Can I retcon a move or no?
No. Okay. Learn to use your moves!
I just didn't even think about
is
it.
Is it? Whose is it? It's.
I just
you
went.
You just went, right? Yeah,
yes.
That's right. So, Jeff.
I give him a look of range. I got this.
Oh, yeah, I'm not worried about
my shoulder like.
What is your focus on? Is your focus on her?
I'm debating that.
Can you
right
see
now.
Her in the dark, though?
Yes.
He's a dwarf.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Plus, yeah, I guess the fire is
it's
even
not.
He's
light.
The only one that doesn't have dark vision, right?
Yes. Right. There's always one of us. I can't remember which one it was.
I'm going to cast Create Water.
How long does that spell take to do?
One action.
Okay.
Creates...
5, 10 gallons.
10 gallons in a container... Alternatively, the water falls as a rain in a 30-foot cube within range, extinguishing exposed flames.
Boom. Fire it out.
30-foot in a cube! F*** yes!
Are you putting it upstairs or downstairs? Because the thing is, the fire has... So for the fire to spread that way, it started inside that little thing.
Right.
It went up the wall, took the wall out in the next stall, then went up and is now trying to catch the hayloft. So even if you rain it over that area... It won't immediately extinguish that flame. Does that make sense? Because there's a roof above it still at this point. So go ahead and mark all but my original X out. Because that fire is underneath inside that stall, it will get there. The water will put it out eventually, but for the moment, it is still burning.
No, it's a cube, so it'd be... it's
right, but it's got
three dimensions. But there's a loft above it.
So it's having to trickle down from that loft, which it will do. It's just not an immediate extinguish.
That little spot is still cooking. That being said, if this lasts longer than a few turns, it'll be out in another round or two.
Right.
Fire can still spread back, but effectively that's a wisdom throw, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see how this goes.
Not well.
Not well. Roll me a d6.
Good.
That's a 10.
Roll me a d6.
Okay.
You are seeing...
one.
You are seeing someone that you cared about and swore to protect horribly, horribly, horribly abused in all manner of ways. I'm gonna say you're staggered.
Yes.
Make me a dex check. You get that at disadvantage because you're
rich, right?
No. Okay. It's just stealth. Doesn't matter. That's a 5.
You're knocked prone, basically. The sight of running around the corner and seeing her just sort of...
for how long?
It'll take
until
him.
I stand up.
It'll take him to stand up.
So you're like, okay, rain. What the fuck?
Yeah. Maybe it's part of the rain, maybe it's whatever, but the shock of seeing her so absolutely just bruised and battered and who knows what else. Like I said, I'm not going to go into the details. This is mentioned very, very lightly in the book, but there is almost certainly some level of you know...
rapiness.
Yes, absolutely. So we're not going to describe any of it.
I want to throw out there, when you do create water in this sense, if your somatic movement could be...
make it rain.
To make it rain. That'd be nice. Great.
Lucas, it's your turn.
All right. I will try to shoot this mofo again.
Yep.
Since the fire is out, I don't really need to move now. That was my...
I do want to do this, though.
Okay.
I'm going to see if this fire spreads anywhere. 7. It can spread there because there's still a walkway.
Okay.
So it goes right there.
Where? Here?
Yes.
Oh, it's not spreading towards me, then I don't care.
No, you're fine.
Okay. Let's see if I can hit this guy one more time.
Nope.
I'll inspiration it, though. That'll hit.
Yep. Roll all your damage.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's 13 there.
16.
16 total.
You let loose with another bolt.
Arrow,
whatever. You let loose with this arrow, and you see he turns, and you see your opening, and you bury it into his throat.
Mm-hmm.
And you see him just... and you guys see him turn, and he starts reaching in the direction of Irina, and he just falls to the floor. Jeff, you can stand up.
Mm-hmm.
What is anybody's immediate reaction?
I'm lopping off his arm.
Thank you. I was going to ask you to lop off his arm because I don't have a blade.
Okay, you can lop off his arm. He's still moving, but you can lop off his arm.
We need to drag his body back to the Baron before this place burns down as proof that it was him.
Okay. Well, we can just take the arm.
Just because
Hold on. We're not. I just want to know what everybody's instantaneous reaction is. I assume that he literally just swings his axe and lops off his arm, which is fine.
Cast like fireball or something.
Your actions are your own at this point.
Yeah, you're back. You're.
I mean,
as he falls, I kind of do a centering myself sort of deal.
You're still incredibly
a drum major salute.
You're incredibly still disturbed, Matt. You're going to be disturbed. The monk will be disturbed about this for the rest of the game. Lucas, are you doing anything?
I'm honestly, my main concern now is making sure we're out of here safely.
He seems to be whispering dying words. Are any of you listening to them? It's sure. Really only Troy and Matt because they're the only ones close.
I would rather just curb stomp his face.
Try to listen to what he says. You never know. It'd be important.
Could be a spell, too, that makes me go mad.
Could be.
You're not wrong.
He was possessed with a demon arm.
As you lop off the arm, he rolls over and looks up at you guys, and he goes, "Hey." And he's joking, blood. "They lied. Gods, they lied to me." And he looks and he goes, "They'll have you all. She was my sit. And at that point, Matt curbs Thompson.
Nice.
Sister?
Sitter?
Baby why
sitter?
Would... What? She was my cinnamon. Container of water under my home.
Cinnamon.
Please make me... I'm going to consider you still kind of mentally unstable. Please make me a wisdom saving throw.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Because.
Is the DM
I'm going to tell you after you do this.
Wow, that's awesome. 5.
Roll me a d6, please.
4.
That's not a good sign. Oh. Who here is not crazy at the moment?
Me.
Lucas is it, right? You hear a thud as Pither hits the wall.
Did he just run himself into the wall?
No, you see him, he's got his axe in a downward position, and he seems to be staring down at the foe you just dropped. Mm-hmm. And you see him, there's all kinds of tools and stuff on the, you just see him sort of eyes roll into the back of the head, and he slumps against the wall and kind of rides it down.
Passed out, huh?
For what reason?
Not like a bitch. He kind of had his axe stuck in the severed arm of his enemy. Well, he wasn't in a toy shop.
I'll tell you, you're unconscious at the moment. You get a hold.
Well, no. I mean, if it's for the reason they did, I don't see her.
It is not.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm trying to watch. I'm asking.
That's why I'm asking who's not crazy, because there are other people who would have had to roll. But anyone else who would have been paying attention is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs or not paying attention at the moment. You're the only one close to whatever just happened. You're dealing with Irina then?
Yes.
She's trembling. She's
conscious though?
She's conscious. She's hysterical. Like I said, her clothes are shreds. She's got nothing to wear at the moment. She's in hysterics. I mean, even if you use your calm emotions, which I'm assuming is probably where you're headed here in a moment, it's going to do very little to her. This is something that will have screwed her up probably for the rest of her life.
Okay.
So that's going to sit well with everyone.
Yeah.
All right. Lucas, we're not in like any kind of initiative, right?
No.
So, all right.
You come to, unable to comprehend what you just saw. And in fact, you look again, and you are correct. The arm that you lopped off is gone.
Wonderful.
That arm fizzled into... black smoke, and when it did so, you heard whispers, and you really don't want to concentrate on what those whispers thought.
Okay.
On what those whispers said to you, what you heard in your mind, you're feeling a little lightheaded just thinking about it. So Pither just stops, because he killed the guy, he lost his trophy, but he killed the guy, you know, the bad guy's dead. So let's not talk about the horrible, horrible things that they talked about as that arm disappeared.
Okay.
Is anybody want to do anything else? Matt, you come to. You see that the arm is missing. You're sort of in a cold sweat. You're uncomfortable.
Who took his arm? Still pissed.
Take the body back to the Baron.
Does she need me to heal her? Does she
want... She needs minor healing. At this point, she's shivering. She probably needs something to wear more than
I take my robe off.
I mean, at this point, she's going
to cover her in my robe.
I mean, and he probably even picks her up.
Because I'm all protective and crazy now.
Yeah, and she's just trying.
You want to take the body? You want me to?
Oh, huh? My God.
Let's carry the body back to the Baron.
I don't want Arena to reach in the pocket of my robe and find the doll that looks exactly like her. That might be horrible.
At this point.
I think the whole thing with the Baron's about to go down right now.
No, you remember you wanted to punch him in the face kind of thing?
No, I didn't necessarily want to punch him in the face. I wanted to punch him in the face.
Well, we wanted to take him down in public.
I'm not so convinced of that now.
I know. They said that he's scared of being in his own house.
Right.
What if we present him with a different option and a different way to do things?
How so?
Stop what he's afraid of and turn him into a better ruler.
I mean, it's an angle. Yeah.
Our title track, Nocturne, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their new album, Nocturnes. To find out more about Sleep for the Weary, check them out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Facebook, and at sleepfortheweary.com. Join in the brothel conversation on Facebook. Questions, comments, and suggestions can be sent to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Like what you heard? Subscribe, share with your friends, and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes.